Sir Alden at the furlong, a length clear from Give Me Shelter. Diodoro late, but it's Sir Alden on the yellow brick road late, drawing away pretty cozy, and on song for the hat trick. He won it easily, Sir Alden.
Darren Flindell's concluding stages of Sir Alden's third win, and the Gosford trainer Adam Duggan is online. Morning to you, Adam.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Contented? Take us through your emotions watching the race on that heavy track on the weekend.
Oh, it was great. It was the first winner at Randwick, so, it was great. It was great to, get the win there, and hopefully many more to come.
How was it going to the jockey's room and getting a saddle off Hugh Bowman in town for the first time?
Great. I've sort of known Hugh for a fair while now too, so I wasn't too starstruck. But it's nice to have one good enough to have him on.
Were you happy with the way that Sir Alden settled and then travelled down the straight?
I was. That was the whole reasoning behind taking the blinkers off. We had a good idea that that's what he might do, and. Yep. To go out there and see him do that, it was very satisfying.
It would have been. And I think in Darren Flindell's call there that he said Hugh was sort of, you take us through, because obviously you would have spoken to him, but Hugh didn't sort of get to, he just waited and waited down the straight, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He said he wasn't entirely, comfortable in the conditions. He said he's, doesn't feel like a wet tracker to him. He said he feels he'd be better on top of the ground. He said once he'd give him a smack around the bum, he said, look, he sort of felt like he was always going to win the race, and he sort of pushed him along hands and heels and, just coached him along. And he looked like he sort of didn't have to do much more on him just to get the job done.
Understand. So does Hugh Bowman, do you ask him the obvious question of, do you think he's a good horse?
No, I didn't have to. He let me know what he think of him. He thought, he's obviously a nice horse with a very good temperament, a good attitude. And was pretty keen to stick with him. So, that said enough for me.
Well, that's words or less words. They don't have to be less over words, do they?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
1,100 there on the weekend. So what are your plans at the moment, Adam?
Yeah, so look, all going well. I just want to see how he goes handicap-wise. If he doesn't get too harshly treated, we might go to Randwick on Saturday week. There's a benchmark 74, 1,200 for three-year-olds, which is obviously after that win the other day. It's a natural progression. I just hope he doesn't get handicapped out of, his next step. I don't expect he will, but, that's the race that I think be a nice race just to finish off his preparation. Then we'll put him away for a little while.
Okay, now I'm just looking at the ratings here. So after his first win at Gosford, he got a rating of 60. Then he went to Wyong and he got a rating of 67. Am I reading this chart right? That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I can tell you now that they've updated the system and he's sitting on a rating of 74.
Yeah, that's what I expected.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I didn't think they could handicap him any more than that. I thought that 7 was about the max.
Yeah.
They probably normally get 5 or 6 and he might have been handicapped on his potential a bit there. But no, look, I'm happy to let him go around in that Randwick race with that rating the way it is. I've already booked Hugh Bowman at this stage. So, he'll get 61 kilos, but I don't think he'll have any trouble with that. He's quite a big, strong bugger and I don't think the weight will worry him too much, especially against his own age.
Okay, so you know off the ratings, just for our listeners, you can look at a rating and look at the race and you can work out roughly what weight you are going to get.
Yeah, you'll get 61 kilos. Yeah,
yep,
exactly.
Understand.
61 kilos.
Yeah. Yep, understand. And just on that, because you've used Chad Lever at Gosford, you had Tommy Berry on at Wyong and Hugh at Randwick on Saturday. It's pretty hard to change from Bowman, I guess.
Yeah, look, with respect to all them riders, you said Tommy Berry, he wished me good luck before the race, and he was the first one to congratulate me after the race. He's good guy, Tommy, and very professional. It's not to say, you know, he won't ride him again at some stage, but I reckon if it'd be a pretty hard conversation to have with the owners to try and let them know that we're taking Hugh Bowman off. So, they're pretty, you know, pretty happy to have him on Saturday, and very excited to meet him.
Okay, and now Damien Hay from Racing New South Wales is listening to us, Adam, and he's told me that the Saturday top weight is in fact 60.
Oh, perfect. I love being wrong when there's a kilo involved.
And when it's downwards. You don't like it when it's upwards, exactly right. But when it's downwards, it's all right.
Great. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, so
I'm used to racing in the provincials in the country where it's more 61, so... I'm more than happy to be carrying 60 kilos.
Yeah, so it's a 1.5K increase from Saturday's win to carry 60 there on Saturday week if the horse does well. The other point, just before I let you go, Adam, is the phone calls. You spoke to us on Saturday morning from, that you had calls from bloodstock agents after its latest win. What about after Saturday?
Yeah, they've kept coming. They've definitely kept coming. They've all been fairly respectful and, just asking the question. And I've let them know that, the owners are pretty keen to hold on to him. So, didn't stop all the way home and again on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. But basically, the owner has said that he wants to enjoy this.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they're getting a lot of enjoyment out of it. And, a lot of people might go along and sell the horse, but I'm happy that the owners are keen to race him on because it could mean a lot to my career in the racing industry for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I saw a tweet yesterday from Adam Duggan Racing that Sir Elton was on the walking machine and really seemed to be enjoying that. Let's hope he does over the next couple of weeks and we can see him back again at Randwick Saturday week in a Benchmark 74 race. Over the 1,200 metres. Thanks for your time, Adam. Really enjoy it.
Any time, Andrew. Thank you.